His hand, did he touch you when he put his hand over the top?
His hand like that over.
Just over?
Over, yeah.
About 6 inches over the top, and just put his hand over like that? Yeah.
Come over to my head. My daughter says here. And it was the object, just like as sharp as arrow points you ever see. Oh, it was so sharp and small.
Was it a piece off of the hammer or a piece of the rock?
Rock.
Piece of the rock that you were breaking.
He says, then he turned around, he says, you want them, my girl? She says, no. He says, give it to Mama. Mama, hold on, I had it right there. You want them? She says, no.
And he slapped his hand. It was gone.
No more.
Huh.
He said, he's all right now.
Uh-huh.
He says, when he gets well, he says, maybe you can't see him scar where that come out.
Andy, I can't see it.
No.
Oh.
So, and then he says, this morning, my girl, you feed your husband, your man, she says, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fix him lunch and he go to work. He go over, work, he went on a railroad track and he went to see his friend. There's a white man, lived there, a friend of ours, and to the family. And we walk up to the mines, 3 miles up to the mines, up to Mount. Mm-hmm. And then he says, your man, he look, he all the time look on that trail.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, on his right side, he seen them cactus.
Cactus?
Flower.
Yeah.
And he looked at flower, but he never stopped. Mm-hmm. He looked, and he see the flower. And then put his go, and he said, on the left side, he see another one,
mm-hmm.
different color. He looked, and he got a berry on, cactus berry.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, his mind tell him, no, don't pick him. Pick him when you come back.
Oh.
He said, because I thought if I pick it now, it wouldn't do me no good. If I pick it up and bring it, I'd bring it to Adam.
I see.
On my way back. He says, he sees that, and he walked, he told me. Everything I've seen on that trail, he never was up to the big mines.
He never has been there himself.
No, sir. And he told me he walked past Eaton House and all the houses and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He walked down, go up, climb down the ladder, stairway mm-hmm. into the big crusher will go like mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told a story how of what happened. How a great big rock come down and stuck in there. And he says, maybe you don't know why, but I know, he says. He says, they put them rock in there, oil come down, they make them, break them all up like that, and they go away, a big belt, he says, great big rubber belt.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular rock didn't want to go through that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, hit that white man, he hit him with big hammer. Hit him, he says, can't break, he's tired out. He got bar, he put him in. That mouth, he's trying to crack him. Never crack. And that's why he told me that rock had life.
Uh-huh.
And that rock determined that it won't break.
Uh-huh.
Or stop everything. Didn't want to be crushed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, your man, he grabbed him, he swing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he says, yeah, he got him shirt, but only his light shirt come here.
Uh-huh.
Too hot in there with a swing of hammer. He's the white man, he do the same. And he says he hit him wrong.
Uh-huh.
And he's young, he's strong, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Good body. And rock crack. And rock say, I punish you like you punish me.
Mm-hmm.
Come.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the foreman, your friend, he turned around, he take you up stairway. He bring you to the place, they put you on table. Woman there, he didn't say nurse, he said woman, mm-hmm. the doctor, they open up like that, and they wash him out, they clean him, and they took uh-huh. him off, but he never take him on off.
Uh-huh.
And he tell you, go home. He fix you up, and you come home. But you come down, he say, you never pick him up.
Cactus?
Cactus. Barely, you would go bring
uh-huh.
your woman.
Uh-huh.
He told me, you never get him.
Uh-huh.
Because his head hurt so yeah. bad, he can't see good, he come down.
Uh-huh. And you had seen that cactus on the way up?
All the way up, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He told me exactly what I seen on the road,
on the road.
Trail.
Huh.
Where did he get that knowledge?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, and he said, now, you come home, you take him, Dr. Edwards, that night he hurt awful bad. In the morning, you took him up Dr. Edwards' office, he says. They can't find him.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'd go in and kill him.
Uh-huh.
His husband, he died. But he suffered all the same rock when he hit him.
Uh-huh.
And they crush up.
Uh-huh.
Your husband, your yeah. man, he suffered same way like that rock.
Uh-huh.
Well. Ain't that something?
It certainly is, Andy. It certainly is.
Now, that man, I say, he was fine, wonderful man I ever known. I never knew that ever when I married Alice about being connected and getting to know and knowledge of that man.
Mm-hmm. You hadn't heard much about Wovoka before you married Alice?
No.
Because you met her over there at Stewart.
At Stewart.
And there wasn't probably very much talk about him over there at Stewart, was it?
Well, they talk about him, and I didn't pay much attention to that. Mm-hmm. I never gathered too much of their knowledge. I mean, of what they said, they taken of knowing him, that, uh-huh. that it impressed me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just like everybody else, I didn't try to be superstitious to listen to them things.
Yeah.
But after I got into it and know about it, then I began to think, well, gee whiz, I missed out a lot of things.
Yeah.
I got too inquisitive, I guess. But the old man was always patient with me.
He didn't seem to mind talking to you.
No, he just enjoyed talking to me.
Uh-huh.
I guess all the time he was giving me knowledge.
Yeah.
And understanding things.
He probably really wanted to have somebody that cared about what he thought about.
Probably so. He probably knew that in the future that he said they will all forget.
Mm-hmm.
They all passed away. Put them in the grave.
But there was something else he told me too.
It was pretty impressive when it took place.
And the evidence is there.
There's two peaks out in this direction,
which comes to Sharp Point. He called it the Two Sisters.
The Two Sisters. Would it be out by Rawhide?
Yeah, right out here.
By Rawhide.
Clear Day, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He says, one of those sharp peak we'll sink into the ground after I go.
Oh, really?
You look over there, is that one sink? One of them.
Yeah.
After I go. He says, that'll sink down after I go.
Did that mean this earthquake for the...
No. It just says it'll sink.
It'll sink.
It didn't say about earthquake or whatever. Uh-huh. Huh. And I look over there many times, I thought of that prophecy that he made.
Yeah.
That one had sunk away.
Is there one gone now?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I thought many times I looked over there to look at the evidence.
Uh-huh.
The thing that he had made prophecy.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand this thing. You know what I mean. It's hard to fathom.
Yeah. Did he always have the same song?
Not the same.
You know, there's some songs now. In fact, I might have one recorded where an old lady who admired Wovoka very much said that, I'm pretty sure she said it was one of Wovoka's songs.
If I heard it, I could.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I do.
Well, is there anything wrong with her singing these songs now, if she remembers
them?
Well,
I don't know. I don't hear too much of it, you know.
No, but I mean, is she doing wrong to sing his songs now?
Would this be a wrong thing for her to do?
Well, I don't know if he gave her the knowledge at least if she had gained it and studied and all this and that, she had learned it. I imagine she wouldn't have anything to wrong her or whether she gained anything by this thing, I don't know.
Well, I don't think she was trying to gain anything. I think it was she admired him.
That's right. And just like that woman says when they give me that apple.
Yeah.
I taste that apple.
Uh-huh.
The finest apple I ever ate in my life. I never taste apple like that before.
Uh-huh.
And he says, white man never grew that apple.
Uh-huh. See? So the thing is now, you know what I mean? Otherwise he'd have to probably have some power to give her
dissension of some kind when she sang it, but I imagine not. If he did, she'd probably, when she sang it now, she wouldn't do her good.
Well, I don't...
She didn't want her to have it.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know that she was trying to have anything good come from it. It was more like almost remembering something.
No, not remembering,
Just almost, she was doing a little bit in singing the song
that he
for me, like you're telling me the story of it, because she admired him.
Just like Hank Pete said, when they were given that great big pine nut festival out there in Smith Valley, where all the Indians came in, washers came in, and he took charge.
Uh-huh.
And people listened to him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He impressed them.
Yeah.
And just like everybody else, the drunks came.
Yeah.
They came, and he's going to start singing while the sun is up in there. I guess long about 5 or 6 o'clock. And he says, before I open up the sacred prayer and a sacred ceremony for this occasion given for benefit of next year pine nut crop, then the drunks are not allowed here because this is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
And a great Messiah don't want anything to blemish it otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So he turned around, he says, you intend to come here and create trouble, then your place is not here. It's blown up there in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Go up there if you have to get drunk where nobody see you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And just like that man said, they left.
Mm.
When they went, he said, I never interfere.
Huh.
And he said, Andy, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I said, how's that? He's impressiveness of the people. How he impressed the people so much.
Uh-huh.
And then, after he sang a while, then he got up and he gave a prayer to the Great Spirit, all right, to the Great Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, I don't remember one word he said. It was so great and so wonderful, I can't say it, he can't utter it.
Mm-hmm. That Hank Pete had made the announcement, and then Wovoka had given the prayer, is this right?
Well, he gave that prayer after he had sang a few ceremony songs.
Yeah.
And it's a, and doing a ceremony, they had to pray.
Yeah. Well, wasn't Hank Pete that prayed, you don't mean?
Huh?
Not Hank Pete.
No, no, it was Wovoka's prayer.
Okay.
He was in charge of ceremony.
Oh, I see. But it was Hank Pete that told people
I
to
told
go away.
I told about it, yeah. He was the one that told me.
Oh,
he was there and he listened. And he says, Andy, he sang from 5 or 6 o'clock all that night until the next day at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he never sang the same song over twice.
Well,
you can see he had
nothing
big
then. Right. Now, to get this story straight, was it Hank, it was Hank Pete that told you about this?
He told me about it while I was in the hospital.
But Hank Pete, had he made the announcement at this ceremony?
No,
or
he didn't.
But it was Wovoka that told the people to go, the drunk people to go away.
Yeah.
It wasn't Hank Pete that told.
No, it was
Wovoka that told the people to go away.
See, Hank Pete is a Washoe Indian.
Uh-huh.
And his father was a captain of the Washoe tribe.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And so he says he came down with his father.
Uh-huh.
With the Washoe Indian.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Guarded.
Yeah, I wonder when this was.
Huh?
How long ago was this particular pine nut?
Oh, I guess that must have been long about. We'll say long about 19. Oh, maybe long about 1914 or somewhere.
That
long
time,
there.
Yeah. They had big, big pine nut dances in those days, didn't they?
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah. And when he doctored you, did he doctor all night long?
No.
Just?
There.
Like that. Uh-huh.
Not all night long. Uh-huh. He didn't have to, not him.
Yeah.
But they had been a lot of doctors would go all night and probably all next day and all night.
Or 3 nights in a row sometimes.
Yeah. He never had to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the time to hear it was wonderful. Thing too. I heard the impression the other day from someone that had read articles about it where he promoted P-Oat.
Oh, yeah.
And that impression, I imagine, was made by the people that were promoting it,
mm-hmm.
and to use his name that he had said that it was all right to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember while I was working at the mines and lived with him, Indians used to come from everywhere to see him,
mm-hmm.
make a visit to him. And there was a few of the leaders from the Gros Ventre Indians up in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Came and told him, they're starting a Piute religion up there.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they're starting a religion to promote the sale of Piute.
Mm-hmm.
They're making beautiful teepees. All kinds of animals and everything is painted on the outside. Beautiful. That's what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then people are promoting peel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way of getting the Piute Indians to use it, is to have it put into a ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, we came down here to see you and see if it was right.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a rebuttal I'm making to show that he wasn't with them in order to promote peace,
yeah,
or any part of that in their ceremonies or anything. He says, tell me again. He said, yes. He told the same story again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He says they get that peyote from somewhere in Texas, a place they call Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't get it from there, they get it from across the big river. I guess that's the Rio Grande River in Mexico.
Mexico.
And he explained what that peyote was, and about a peyote button, otherwise, as we call it.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm going to tell you when you go home that you tell you people never to use that.
Yeah.
He says, because that will work on your mind and give you a vision that you see which does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says to him, if you keep on using it, he says, you'll walk on your hands and your feet like a dog.
Like a dog, huh? Mm-hmm.
Don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Now these people are trying to put him in on that.
Yeah.
That he said it was right for them to use the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
He was that great man to me.
Yeah.
But he said, I don't like that. That's bad. I don't like to see Indians use opium. I don't like to see them use peyote.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said it over again twice so they understand. And he says, you understand me now?
Mm-hmm.
You savvy me now?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah. All right. I heard that much. Because he had to talk to them in their own language. I mean, in the English language.
English language. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You heard him say this, and
yeah,
you were there.
I heard it with my own ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish now that I had taken the names of those men that came.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't. You know, doing thing like that, occasions, you don't think about doing that.
Yeah.
I wish I had their names. But he sent those Gros Ventre Indians back on home to tell them not to use it.
Uh-huh.
I started up there in Casper, Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you could see his goodness and his foresight and everything.
Yeah.
Was so perfect. When the dickens did get that? And then tell them how that P peel looked like, mm-hmm. and everything else, and about that button.
You've never seen it?
Never seen it. Them are the things that now, if I had to impress people over in writing, they wouldn't grasp it, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is nice to take and probably record, and maybe the right time will come when
this is,
it'd be a defense.
This is right. Yeah. Very, very, very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Andy, that's very thoughtful. Before we turned the recorder on, you told about that woman with the rattlesnake, and
that's
one of the stories that you're going to have to tell me twice before I under...
You bet. Now, ain't that something?
Yeah.
That woman took it.
Yeah. Well...
He said, don't you use that again. Use that anymore. Of course, if he takes it away, she dies.
Yeah. Well, now, Andy, she was there at a carnival?
Yeah, at a carnival. She was standing there watching them throwing those...
The rings over the pegs.
The rings over the pegs. She's watched. But I looked at her pretty close. I know she knew that Walker was coming.
Yeah, were you there with?
I was there, and my wife was there. Alice was there with me.
Yeah.
When they had that, when she took her hand, and he grabbed her wrist with the other, like that.
Put the stick.
And she took it, and I didn't see what she'd done with it. I walked away.
Yeah.
I walked away.
Mm-hmm.
His job was done.
And what he was doing, by putting the snake in her hand, he
was giving back what she had put into that woman. Using again that woman to keep her sick and point her dead.
I mixed up on this. You told she... before all this happened, why somebody cheated somebody else out of some money?
No. This sick woman had taken and beat her in a card game of $78 in Death Valley. And then she turned around and retaliated again that woman by putting that curse on her, see?
Let me get it straight. The two women
were
playing a game.
There was a whole gang in there playing, but it was between the two.
Yeah, and so one woman won $78 from another woman.
Uh-huh.
And that made the other woman mad.
Ah, exactly.
And so then she put a curse on the woman that had won the money.
Uh-huh.
And this woman that won the money became sick.
Yeah. She was dying.
So then Wovoka went to the woman that had won the money.
After he had taken that out of that sick lady.
Oh, he had cured. He had taken it out.
He had taken that away from a sick woman.
The woman that had lost the money and had been.
He took that away from that sick woman and gave it back to the woman who gave it to her.
Oh, and it was the rattlesnake. It was
the
small rattlesnake. So he gave it back to her. I see now.
Yeah.
And said, now don't use this
don't
again.
Don't use that again.
Don't use that again. Uh-huh. I see what that story is now. And the game that they had played, you say, was over at Death Valley? Did you say the game when they were playing was over there?
Yeah, over that money in Death Valley.
Over at Death Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he told that woman, that sick woman, all about the happenings between the two, that she had won a big bet. The whole gang that they were playing. And that woman gave her that curse.
I see.
All right. And then he said, the woman's up here. I'll give it to her. Give it back to her.
Uh-huh.
And you know who it was.
Uh-huh. And this was really a live...
regular live rattlesnake. most perfect thing you ever seen in your life. I seen it like, honest, if I was 6 inches away, I must have been about a foot and a half when I seen it. From that hand, I seen Volker turn on, when she reached out, like grab her left hand so she couldn't jerk away. Mm-hmm. And made sure that she got in the hand. My wife, Alice, was there.
Well, then, in the story, then, did you tell me that they tried to pay that money back or something? That they, somebody came and
the sick woman came on back the next year and tried to pay him.
For
performing that miracle.
Oh, tried to pay Wovoka.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that she was going to give this money back to to the woman.
No, no. Uh-huh. She wanted it fair and square. That's
all. Yeah, she wanted it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, I see, honey.
So,
Andy, would you hesitate to say who that woman was, or don't?
Yeah, I know her name.
But you'd prefer?
I know Yvette.
Prefer not to.
Yeah, she's dead now.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know her.
Yeah.
How her name was Shaw.
Shaw.
S-H-A-W. Huh.
Both of them are gone now, aren't they? Both the sick
ones.
Yeah,
they're both gone now.
Mm-hmm.
But the boy, I remember, right? He's working in a big mine down here to Bishop there somewhere. They got a big mine up there and he's working there. That boy that brought a sick woman.
Oh, that belonged to the sick one.
His name is Pete Cerruti.
Pete Cerruti.
They come back to my mind now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's quite a... See, that's totally... I take lots of things that I... my memory away. You know what I mean? I have to... as I go along, sometimes probably drop in. Yeah.
Andy, I think your memory is fabulous because I haven't had a stroke and I'm not as old as you, but I can't remember as many names as you do.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember names. Yeah. Faces, what I remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a little easier.
But you can see how fabulous that man was, that old Walker must have been.
Yeah.
Had the knowledge of all this and had get over... come a lot of things and understand it. It's like he says, if you believe in the great Messiah with all your mind, body, and spirit, he never say your heart.
Yeah.
He says heart is just a pump.
Yeah.
It's your spirit.
Right.
And I used to ask him, Dad, people say to the woman, I love you with all my heart. He'd smile. He says, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. He says, nobody love with his heart. Mm-hmm. Heart is just pump, but you love with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit is life.
Yeah.
And you know, I thought of that term many times. I smiled, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a balance, and sure enough, every time I think more and more, I thought it right. We're way off the beam.
Yeah, right. You use that term heart kind of as an expression that really doesn't mean anything. A lot of the Indians, we say when your heart stops, then you're dead, you're gone.
Yeah.
A lot of the Indians feel it's when your breath leaves.
The what?
Your breath.
Yeah.
When your breath leaves, that's when you're gone.
Yeah, when you're gone, yeah.
And so the breath to them more symbolizes.
Yeah. It's just like the spirit had gone and left that body.
Yeah. More than putting the heart. Did you ever see Wovoka use anything else except that one feather?
No, nothing else. Never.
Never.
He didn't have to, just his hands.
And that one.
And that feather sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
I guess it all depends on what case it is. So. Or whether it's part of his way of doing things. You don't know. I never questioned him on that.
But we didn't. You said yesterday that you didn't know where he'd gotten this feather, did you?
No, I don't know.
So if it was a special one that he went to a, if he was told to go to a special place and get us.
Maybe he got it there, yeah.
Uh-huh, that would be. No, now nobody knows at all.
No.
I mean, that knowledge is gone forever.
Yeah, and another thing I imagined, I often wonder if he had received it from his father, but and then I thought maybe he didn't. You know what I mean? Pulling some eyes, but you can't say the truth about it.
You can never know.
Better not say.
Yeah.
What I'd like to tell is nothing but the truth of what I deal with it, not to be surmised.
Andy, did you ever see him use that red paint?
Yeah, I seen him use the red paint.
Uh-huh.
He used on that woman.
On this woman?
Yeah,
that the money?
Was hit with a rattlesnake.
You didn't mean that he used it on the woman that had the rattlesnake, but the woman that got sick from the rattlesnake.
Sick from the rattlesnake.
I see.
He says it's up to here now.
Uh-huh.
They made a ring on her arms and joined it together, and he says, with that red thing, that the poison will not go past that red thing. Good thing you brought that up.
Yeah.
He said it won't go past.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And he used that, you know, for that purpose. That red paint, just like he used on that arrow.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh yes, the arrow that he shot from the storm.
Yeah. It's a symbol of something. I don't know what it is or what it. What the great spirit or somebody or whatever science told him to do or.
Yeah, there are two or three places around. Norddyke or Mason, where he could have gotten that red paint.
Uh-huh.
Do you happen to know, but did he always get it at the same place, or was there more?
Well, he always gets it up around Pine Grove.
There's one place up in there, too. Uh-huh. You know, there's another place down there south of Artesia, the north end of that Smith Valley.
Probably got a tear, I don't know, but I know he used to go out in that country to get it.
Out toward Pine Grove to get it. Right. What about white paint? Did you ever see him use white paint?
I never did. Yeah, sure. I used to see him take that white paint.
Eat it?
He'd chew it up, but he don't eat it.
He doesn't eat it, huh?
But after he gets the doctor and his patient.
Yeah.
It's kind of, he used that for purification.
Yeah.
And he blew it on him.
Blow it on the patient.
On the patient, you know,
where
he was sick.
Mm-hmm. But that would be fine. It'd be real. Oh, he'd chew it up to do it.
Yeah, he'd chew it up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then blow it on them.
He'd blow it on, put it over the sink.
Uh-huh.
And go over the part where.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. What a sickness was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good thing you brought that up, too. I'd have forgotten about that. I've never thought about it.
Well, and also, Andy, there's another pigment. It's, it looks rather dark, but it's very sparkly.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Have you seen him use that for anything?
Well, I've never seen him use it, but I know what that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
No, he never used that, no. Mm-hmm. But only that red paint and the white for purification.
Uh-huh.
But they always use the red paint to stop the sickness from going on.
From going on.
Uh-huh. Like a fella was shot down here somewhere, it's a bishop, and they brought him up there.
Mm-hmm.
And his legs had turned bad and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Put that paint around him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sickness won't go past that.
Uh-huh.
And he took the bug shots out of her.
Uh-huh.
He didn't have to cut to get them out either.
He didn't?
No.
Huh.
No, they quite a little bit thick. I never did see him shoot, use a sparkler on anybody.
Did he ever do anything to the house? Like, I know that some Indians, like you said, blow the white onto to the sick place. They sometimes will blow this sparking stuff around in the house a little bit.
They take and blow that.
Yeah.
No, he didn't use that.
He didn't use that. But he didn't, he never treated the house. He just treated
the people. No, he don't treat the house, just sick then.
Just the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, Indians use that to, now, a lot of times a person is bothered, you know. And they'd probably go into deep dreams where somebody's holding them down, choking them to death and everything else like that. And they kind of fear of that, or they kind of, they're thinking that evil spirit.
Yeah.
Where choking them to death and everything
else. Yeah.
Well, the Indians would take that, some of the Indians take that.
Blow it around
that house or around the bed or something mm-hmm. like that. To ward off the evil spirit, I guess, or something like that. I know that. But I never seen you done it, use that.
You know, it's getting time for lunchtime.
Yeah, pretty near. I guess poor Dolly, she's tired.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this off for a minute.